This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Attitude is a characteristic way you view anything. Aptitude is your particular ability to do something. These two elements are very important to re-examine, especially if you are a more unusual kind of person. This is a picture of you. You can see that you have public persona, along with private strengths, along with blind spots, where people have identified your abilities that you haven't quite appreciated. Within you lies a hidden reservoir of potential, that extra edge, a layer of brilliance that's ready to shine. The more unique this is, the more likely it will have value if you direct it to what you love. Your attitude to things is about the beliefs you hold about them. Often, our beliefs just gather without our permission as we go through life. They can end up being limiting or even harmful. But attitude can be refined, and it must be refined if you're going to be your best. The last module on attention is one of the key steps. Be careful about how you filter your information and what you use to define your reality and what you use to make your decisions, because this will automatically improve your attitude to things. As for aptitude, the world can be seen as a big puzzle, and you have a place, but it depends what your particular abilities are. This is especially relevant in the 21st century. We're more marketable now not because of how we're the same, but how we're different. So it's time to reappraise yourself and be unafraid of dealing with unique strengths, even those strengths which arise from traumas. The experience of trauma is especially prevalent in high performers. That's a fact. It's called post-traumatic growth. Employers demand conformity, yet they praise those who stand out. To be normal is average, but to be great, you ought to be able to embrace your strengths and just give them the polish to be acceptable in your environment. This isn't some fluff about being eccentric and unique. It's about giving your strengths that layer of acceptability that makes it easier for others to value you. It's called idiosyncrasy credit. It's about playing the game well enough to then unveil your strengths. The PARS rating scales in the next module of the course will help you to examine your particular skills and help you to form a blueprint of your strengths. Do the tests with an open mind and also pass them around to at least two other people who know you, because you need to develop a more rounded view of how you really are. Are you ready?